This week's parsha, of course, contains one of our ultimate declarations of faith, a line that we say multiple times a day that many Jews have gone to their deaths reciting, and that is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So it's fitting in this week to certainly designate at least a few minutes to understand exactly what it is that we're saying when we say this line. So first of all, you start off with Shema Yisrael. Listen, O Israel, hear, O Israel, depending on whether you're with the Art Scroll translation or the Koran translation. So the classic understanding is that the reason why we say, listen, O Israel, is because when you love something, so you want other people to know about it also. So I love the Red Sox. I want to talk about the Red Sox because I want to convince you to love the Red Sox as well. Lahavdil, that's the same thing with Hashem. We love Hashem so much. We believe in Him with such devotion. So we want everyone else to know about it as well. Shema Yisrael, we scream that you should know about Hashem as well. Other Meforshim point out that maybe Yisrael here isn't referring to Klal Yisrael as a whole, but rather it's referring to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, as we know, had a little bit of a doubt at his deathbed whether or not all of his descendants would be righteous. Of course, Avram had a child that wasn't righteous, and Yitzchak had a child that wasn't righteous, and so Yaakov was nervous at his deathbed. Maybe, just maybe, someone from my lineage won't be so appropriate and so proper. So we say, sitting all the years later, Shema Yisrael, we say, Yaakov Avinu, Zaidi, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, all these years later, Klal Yisrael is still maintaining and sustaining their emunah in Hashem. So that's the Shema Yisrael. The bigger question is, how do you understand Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? The repetition of the word Hashem seems superfluous and almost unnecessary. So Rashi, again, all the Meforshim point this out, Rashi says that it actually has to do with the historical context of what it is that we're saying. Says Rashi, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Shehu Elokeinu Ata, God, who's our God right now. Then what's Hashem Echad? That, well, Hashem isn't recognized as the universal God right now. That's part of what we yearn for. We say it every day in Aleinu. So Hashem Elokeinu, we, Klal Yisrael, already understand that Hashem is in charge and that Hashem is God. But who hasn't understood yet? The Umos HaOlam, the nations of the world. So says Rashi, Hashem Elokeinu, we understand that Hashem is our God, but Hashem Echad means Hu Asid Lios Hashem Echad. That Emir Hashem, very soon, Hashem will be recognized universally as the sole deity in this world. Similar to the way that we daven on the Yom Narayim, when we say, Uvechein Tein Pachtecha, all of those paragraphs are really talking about Yichud Hashem. Right, v'chulam yasu kulam aguda achas. We yearn for a time when not just we will recognize Hashem, but that everyone will recognize Hashem. So says Rashi, what we're talking about here is historical. We already realize it, but we're yearning for a day when others will realize it as well. The Rashbam points out, I think, a little bit more along the lines of Pshat, and says the Ramban, what's Hashem Elokeinu? Hashem Echad. That because Hashem is Elokeinu, therefore, Hashem Echad. Hashem Elokeinu says, Hashem hu levado Elokeinu, ve'ein lanu Elohei achirimo. God is the only God. And therefore, what's Hashem Echad? Therefore, because He is the only God, so who do we serve? Only Him. Hashem Echad lo levado na'avod, ve'lo nitzraf imo Elohei achir. So says the Rashbam, it's really a continuum in our emunah. Because Hashem is Elokeinu, because we recognize Him as the only God in this world, so therefore Hashem Echad, so we serve Him and we don't serve anyone else. That's Rashi, that's the Rashbam. The Malbim points out that it's not just that we say the word Hashem twice, but we actually use different languages when referred to Hashem. We say first Hashem and then Elokeinu. And the Malbim's entire premise is that these two words of Yudke Vavke and Elokim represent different attributes of Hashem. Says the Malbim, and I'm reading actually backwards, but he says, Hashem mora midas harachamim. That the word yudke vavke represents Hashem's characteristic of mercy. Ve'elokim mora midas hadin. Elokim represents God's sense of judgment. Breishis bara Elokim, Rashi famously tells us that the world was originally created through justice. And it's only when Hashem saw that the world would not be able to sustain itself if only through din, if only through justice, so He, quote-unquote, recreated the world a second time with Midas HaRachmim. So Hashem, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, is Rachamim. Hashem, so to speak, as good God. And Elokeinu is God with his Midas Hadin. Says the Malbim, why is this important? Why is this our ultimate declaration of faith? Because he writes that throughout history, many nations, Shekola Umos HaKodmim, Maminim Beriboy Elokus. Most other nations believe that there were multiple gods. All you have to do is read any Greek writings. Anyone in high school that read the Greek, and you know that there was the god of war and the god of love, and right, there were different types of gods who ruled at different times. And a lot of the fights that are described in many of those works are fights between the gods. Who's going to win out? Is the god of war going to win out, or the god of peace going to win out? And if there was war, it must have meant that the god of war had won out that day. So they believe that there were multiple gods. Hishvu bazesh yesh Elokim poel tov, v'yesh Elokim poel ra. They believe that there was a god that was a good god and a god that was a bad god. And if good things happen in the world, then it must be that the quote-unquote good god was in charge, won out. And if bad things were happening in the world, it meant that, so to speak, the bad god had won out. Ki lo yachlu litzayer she'atov ve'hara nimsa ba'olam yatzu me'shor hashecha. They could not fathom the notion that one entity could both do quote-unquote good things and quote-unquote what I'll call bad things, but you know what I'm talking about. V'alkein hayu misyarim mipoal harav o'am misatov. Right, they feared bad, they loved good, because again, they were rooting in the corner of the good God. Why do we say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? Because we obviously believe that both Din and Rachamim both come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't believe there is a discrepancy between one Hashem being able to both mete out Midas HaDin and Midas HaRachamim. That's going to be a large portion of our focus throughout Elul, in Rosh Hashanah, in Yom Kippur, are this duality of Hashem as the Midas HaDin and Hashem as the Midas HaRachamim. And we don't believe that those two are mutually exclusive, but that they can coexist within Hashem. And so says the Malbim, the whole reason why we do Hashem Elokeinu and Hashem Echad is because we are representing that in our minds, whatever happens in the world, good, bad, ugly, as we referenced on Tisha B'Av, we say Baruch Dayan HaEmes, Kishem Shemavarchim Ala Tov, Kach Mevarchim Ala Ra. We thank Hashem for the good, the same way we thank Hashem for the bad, because to us there's no difference between the two of them. They both come from Hashem. There's no difference there. And that's why the Malbim says, to correct this theological misnomer from the Umos HaOlam, we specifically highlight the Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So three different approaches to the Elokeinu Hashem Echad, why it is that we say that. And again, something definitely to keep in mind and to sharpen our focus as we're about to approach Maariv and as we say Shema three times a day.